mental health is a topic that's being talked about more and more. And lately, we've seen a rise in people sharing their personal stories. Now there's a campaign to encourage more people to do the same. The hashtag Make Time campaign is run by the National Mental Health Commission in collaboration with people experiencing mental illness or mental ill health, including families, carers, mental health professionals, and sector organisations. To tell us more about this campaign, we are joined by Christine Morgan, CEO of the National Mental Health Commission and National Suicide Prevention Advisor to Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning. Now, I want to quickly start the interview by asking you, how did this Making Time campaign initiative start? What was the inspiration behind it?
We stopped just before Christmas and we thought to ourselves, okay, we've had a year where we've been really reaching out in our public messaging and stressing to people the importance of being in this together, getting through this together, and we have seen increased rates of mental health awareness but also help seeking. So as we were going into Christmas and this first part of 2021, we thought, what is the specific message we want to give to people? And it was a time when we recognised most people are just so fatigued, to be honest, Marlene. So we turned to those we knew who had spent many parts of their lives struggling with mental illness and said, as you've struggled day in, day out, is there anything you can teach the rest of us as to how to get through when this seems a long journey? And they came back and they said, make time for yourself and make time to do something that matters to you. And we thought, what a great message to send out to people as a sense of this is the way to get through this long term.
It's such a wonderful idea. And I think, you know, it's so easy for everyone and around our discourse to keep saying self-care, but we need to kind of work out what is that self-care, and hearing ideas from other people is a fantastic way to go about it. So why is it so important for people to share their stories about their journey and share what works for them?
Well, a couple of things in that, Marlene, and you are so right. I think it's a little bit different to just self-care. The really pointy bit that we heard from these, and the interesting thing was, as I say, these are learning from our colleagues who have really grappled with years of mental illness. And they say what builds that sense of self-worth, probably translates as self-care for them, is to say, what actually matters to me, and then how do I build on that? How do I make time for it? Telling stories is a fantastic way to verbalise that, to actually own it, to say, this is what works for me, and it's got a multiplier effect. Because if I tell you, for instance, what works for me, what do I value, what making time for that really helps me, that might spark something in you. And you might think to yourself, oh, wonder what it is that works for me. Maybe that would as well. So some of the examples, for instance, that we give is making time to celebrate. Making time a really, really important one is making time to connect. And connecting is more than just talking to someone. Connecting is really sort of opening yourself up and knowing that you're valued by that person. Taking some time to reflect, just to stop and think. So there's some examples, but the value of sharing it is it validates it for myself and it sparks thoughts in others.
And how can listeners be part of this program and get involved?
So if you hop onto our website, they'll see there a big banner which has got hashtag making time. And hop on there. We've got a social media and a social platform that sits behind it where we are sharing stories, where we have little clips coming through and people saying what they're doing that is actually giving them that sense of we can go forward from here. And it's not saying that this is going to change the world for all of us. This is about saying we're in this for the long haul. The mental health fatigue, the mental health consequences, the increased anxiety and psychological distress from COVID-19 aren't disappearing. We're sitting here in January and I was checking this morning and we're still seeing elevated use of all of our helplines, our Lifeline Kids helpline, Beyond Blue. We're seeing, We've had 11 million Medicare mental health services delivered nationally over the last year. That's a massive amount.
Yeah.
So it's not going to change that, but if we can invest in ourselves, then we're giving ourselves the best opportunity to be able to get through this on the long term.
Now, we are almost out of time, but I did want to end by asking you, what would you say to some of our listeners now who are listening and may be struggling with their own mental health?
I would say reach out for help. I think the really two big lessons we learned in 2020, one was that our mental health is a core part of ourselves. And just like our physical health can get affected, our mental health and well-being can get affected as well. It's not a weakness. It is just part of our humanity. The second thing we learned that was so important was that it is possible to get help. It is possible to identify strategies to get you through. There are people who care. They're on our 24/7 services, such as those helplines I've just mentioned, or go to your GP. But do reach out. Put into words what it is that you're feeling, and you'll find there's somebody there that can help you find a way that gets you through the best you can do.
Christine, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Marlene.